Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here with John Fitch. It is that time again. It's Mixed Martial Mindset, where we talk a lot more than just MMA, although probably other than the main event, a really good showing for ABC to have a daytime card. In my opinion, I feel like they were using that daytime event in Long Island to gauge how the ratings would go via something against like a Saturday football, right? And other than like Saturday football, they don't really get the, you know, NBA used to get really great ratings. It doesn't get the ratings it used to. They were looking for that next big thing and also hooking people into ESPN Plus, which reportedly is going to shoot to $9.99 a month this August. You know, just
none of that money. It's so wild to me. I had a couple taters yapping off in my comments because Dana White recently gave out $250,000 to some YouTuber, whatever.
I saw it.
And I commented like, oh, he's giving away money that he stole from the fighters. And of course there's people in there like white knighting for Dana White, the noble Dana White. We would never have MMA. He invented it. You know? And basically guys that are just completely clueless with what's happening with the pay, and they think that fighters are employees first off, and we're just whining about, you know, not getting paid enough. And then they're saying, oh, well, don't sign the contracts. Well, contracts can be, you know, manipulative and you know, not legitimate contracts. You can be forced into contracts. And like the idea that MMA fighters for some reason don't shouldn't also be paid the same 50% of gross revenues that every other professional sport is. You know, there's no reason for that. No one can give a good excuse why that doesn't happen. And you, MMA fighters with the UFC make about less than 18%, less than 20%. It's in their business model to not ever pay more than 20%. But a lot of the averages lately are pushing somewhere under 18%. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And I'll tell you right now, with Disney getting more and more mainline money, a.k.a. that ABC money, don't think that they're not going to try to keep that stranglehold for as long as they possibly can. So,
and they're going to start, they're charging you more. They keep raising prices.
I mean, think about this.
Even though they're raising prices, they're not raising pay for fighters. They're not increasing that percentage. I don't understand how anybody can defend these guys. Like, they have to be a bot. It's got to be a bot. It's ridiculous.
So let's think of it this way right now. It started out, and I think it's only a little over 2 years old, right, ESPN Plus, that it was $3.99 a month. Right. And it was part of a bigger package. If you want to do the bigger package, it was something like $9.99 a month for Hulu and Disney Plus. Right. All Disney companies and subsidiaries, obviously. Then just recently, I think within the last year, it went from $3.99 to $5.99. OK. And no problem. OK. $5.99. Now it's going to jump from, I believe, $5.99 to if it hasn't already been to $7.99 to $9.99. And if you want the full year, it's $100 instead of $120. For now, you get all the fight nights and all that other stuff. But basically, they know they've got a certain market that's just going to buy it for that because they're not available anywhere else. And you can't buy a pay-per-view if you don't have ESPN Plus. You can't buy one pay-per-view. Now, with the $74.99 price tag, if you want to catch every event, you're spending over $1,000 out of your household in the UFC. And, you know, Dana White used to say, oh, it's really a cheap night out for me and the boys. But really now, you got to have more than two or three friends.
But now, not now.
I mean, if you think about it now, and a lot of the demographic, let's be honest, John, they're like the 30 to 60-year-old crowd, the dads and grandpas that still do catch a thing. But they're family guys. Maybe they're watching it with their kids. And then a neighbor comes over or their brother comes over, their best buddy comes over. It's rare that you get the whole house held together after like 25, 30. We're old men. I see that beard. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be honest with ourselves. So, you know, that does cut into it. And then you got, it's The main card's what, 3 hours plus mostly? A lot of people want every bang for your dollar. So this is like a 6-7 hour event. You're also getting pizza, which has skyrocketed through inflation. I mean,
delivery with gas and inflation. It's all.
Don't order it on an app. You'll get another 10% increase. I mean, that's where we're at. Yeah,
you're going to have to be a rich person. It's going to be a black tie event sport.
I love it. Fitch, we're going to talk about the web telescope and all that other good stuff. Guys who were watching on YouTube, we're eventually going to have to go to Rumble, Rockfin, and we'll be on Podbean later. I didn't end up doing the live stream. Had a lot going on this week. But tell people how they can get in touch with you. You do personal lessons. You come out. You give out training. You travel the country.
Yeah, go to johnfitch.net. Sign up for the newsletter. But you can book me. I do private lessons, small groups, seminars. I teach online stuff. I have a Fitch Smash strength and fitness program package that I'm putting together right now. I just got done with the strength program. I have that available on Gumroad. But I'll be packaging a lot of stuff together and then putting that with my meal plan and consultation, all to get you lined up and on your way. Yep.
So
a jacked life is a better life.
True.
Get on it.
So let's start with taking some pot shots at Zombie J, the poopy pants president. We kind of have to, right?
Most popular president in American history.
it's most incredible.
Popular. 81 million. 81 million Joe.
So before this was announced, I knew that Biden was going to be announcing the Webb telescope's color images. And I'm always skeptical when I hear about NASA and what they're putting out there in the public arena. And if you saw the, here it is right here. Oh, sorry, not that one. The that is the telescope right there. The hexagon honeybee-shaped deal that they're now saying is damaged. And it's worse than before, and they're not sending back whatever. Okay, I just want to point that out there. I think it's a big deal. You know, a lot of people are going to ignore that. But this guy, Zombie J, he couldn't even, like, he didn't know where he was. What planet is he on? Biden asks what the press is like in faraway worlds after being shown first images from $10 billion Webb Space Telescope. And let's just, you know, we've seen these kind of things before.
Spacey Joe.
Listen, that's 99% Photoshop, and I'm going to show you why. It's admitted. It's not like I'm not telling you space is fake. I'm telling you what they're showing you is an artist's rendition in many cases. So they show you how they're sending back these 100 megapixel images a million miles back to Earth. But no matter what, guys, you got to understand they don't have, and at least we don't really have, this is Photoshop. Okay, they take a black and white image, and I'm going to show you those black and white images.
You don't
images.
Have the ability to see all the colors.
No, of course not.
At the frequencies.
Like, again, that even that isn't, you know, one to the other. You know what I'm saying? That obviously, there are some enhancements on both of them, but they're both enhanced. They look nothing like that. So here it is right here. These are the type of images that they're really sending back. Now, this is a different telescope. They're black and white, and there are literally tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of them you could go through right now on their own website. All right, so this is the Cassini raw images. You got to go look for the raw images. Those raw images, of course, are not yet available because all the hype is we're going to the moon and Mars, and we're doing interstellar travel, and it's magic, John. Oh, it's such magic. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, the party boy by the pool, He's memeing against NASA.
He could use some of my courses.
I know you've seen
all
the pictures.
I think he could use all of them, actually.
So here, I'm going to type just random numbers, guys. So this is 36 of 7,919 pages. I'm not sure what we're looking at here. I'm not going to lie. This is the September 15th to 2017 gallery. Had been there since 2004. So let's just type in. That's 3,678. Where are we at? There we go. There's some kind of, yeah. That's what they send back. I want everybody to really understand. This is what they're sending back, guys.
This is majestic.
And don't get me wrong. Like, it's interesting and stuff, but this is Saturn. You're looking at Saturn right now, all right? This is the stuff that's actually publicly there before they doctor it up. We're going to go one more just for heaven's sake. Let's go with six there. And we're here. Okay. So yeah. Okay. I mean, again, guys, you got to know what you're getting, because there's a lot of bull snap out there. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of Johnny nonsense. And you got a president poopy pants that can't speak. I mean, he can't speak. In fact, you know, with that same thing, let's not forget, repeat the line. You know, inflation hits historic highs again. Biden blames everyone else again. He's got no plan again. We've played it where he does the repeat the line and the little henchman in the back can't help but keep his, he was laughing his harness off. He couldn't help himself. I mean, come on.
Repeat the line, Joe.
Repeat the line. All right. So let's see. We gotta make sure that we don't do the wrong things here on YouTube. We can show this. Panama, mass demonstrations underway as citizens rise up against the government over high inflation. It's weird that this kind of stuff isn't on the news here in the United
Not
States.
Not at all. I didn't hear anything about Panama.
Let's get it big. So again, you starve people out and they get in the streets. Things start to get ugly. Sri Lanka, another failed government. Yep. Annie Jacobson, this is something to keep in mind. Aircraft carrying dangerous cargo crashes in northern Greece. Yeah, guess what the cargo was? Has anybody seen this yet? See, this is the deal. I want people to understand how arms dealing and crooked CIA black ops work. You get a private plane with delegates on it as a cover, and then you load it up with arms. And sometimes the enemy finds that and doesn't give a flying fizz knuckle who you put on that plane, and they blow it out of the sky. Now, an explosion like that.
Yeah, that's bigger than just a plane.
Well, especially because the initial explosion is going to be here, John, where it gets blown out of the sky. It's only after it goes down and this thing just is blown apart. Yeah, there. I mean, that's the kind of thing where you're not going to find much of a plane.
Shard.
I mean, take a look around. And even then, you could still see parts of the fuselage right there. Right there, you can kind of make that out. So I want to read some of that, because again, it appears that there were eight crew members on board, and it had, are you ready? The defense minister of Serbia said the plane was carrying 11.5 tons of military products, including eliminating mortar shells,
tons.
Training shells. And the buyer was
a lot of rounds.
Bangladesh Defense Ministry. Who knows if that's a cover? But again, this happened in Greece. It's not being reported on much. We like to report on things other people don't here at Mixed Martial Mindset. Let's see what we got for our next story over here, John. Oh, this is it. The Musker Nuts is a cartoon. Let's critique the physique, John. I know that you want to get in there a little bit. Man. Let's. You know, this guy's...
Just because you have a lot of money, it doesn't make you alpha. It doesn't make you good with women.
And this is... he's probably got 30, 40 kids. Billionaire status. This is the one with his shirt on. I don't know if we want to go topless Musk. My biggest point about this is, and I'm not trying to pick on him for, you know, his physical appearance. Lord knows I could be better. How do you think this guy's running all these fucking companies and he's a brilliant genius when he's always on Twitter? He's always speaking somewhere. He's always at a beach. He's couch surfing like Cato Kaelin. He's a party boy. This is a cultivated image, all right? That's all this is. This guy is the false choice to lead us into transhumanism. You know, he says he's fathered 10 children with 3 women. I think it's way more than that. by the way. It's just weird that somebody like him would father so many kids. Maybe he knows something we don't, folks, or is not privy to the general populace. He is a huge defense contractor with NASA and the Department of Defense. I mean, come on. Well, we got to save that one. Hold on. I'm bringing the ones we got to save over, John, because there are several stories we're going to go totally uncensored with. And otherwise, we really can't do them here. Let's see. We got that here. Thumbs it up, subscribe, and share, everybody. The Musk or nuts. Oh, you know, we'll probably get a fact check on this one. But, John, we were talking about, you know, sustainability and going to get that nice home out in the country. We better, because obviously global warming has that unprecedented harbor level rise.
Oh, man. Whatever will we do?
I don't know how we're going to make it. And, you know, you show that to people and it's going to get some weird fact check and says, oh, the rise is blah, blah. Where is this rise of where inhabited people are that they're having to move their homes? You know, the homes that have been there for hundreds of years.
How many celebrities have bought multi-million dollar mansions on the beach in recent years?
I mean, are all the hotels down on Florida?
They all have like boats, big, huge monster mansion boats or like transformer boats. Wouldn't that be like the plan for the future? So you could just like get on your boat stuff and float away when the floods come?
You know, almost a year ago now, you know, I drove down to the Keys, which is the bitty bottom where these islands are connected by roadways. And, you know, obviously the coastline is a foot away and you may be a foot too high in some places. Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Should these people evacuate immediately? Like there are thousands of people there and it's a huge tourist attraction with literally, you know, skyscraper type resorts on the beach line. Should everybody just, John, I'm frightened. Carbon dioxide is the enemy and we are bad for saying otherwise. Nope, can't. We might have put that over there. We can't say that on air. They'll take me right off the air.
Oh, man.
We're going to come back here as we move it. Oh, we could probably talk about this. This is nice. This is unexpected. Yucky, yucky, yucky. When I say unexpected, it's like, how could you not know they were going to do this? Amazon admits to giving Ring videos to police without permission. I mean, what did you think? If you're using a security system by Amazon, anybody, if you haven't,
it's going to their cloud, like somebody you don't want has access to it.
100%. Unless you yourself are taking a DVR setup, which you can do, and the cameras, and building your own server from home that you have access to.
Well, you can. I have a thing where it doesn't go to the doesn't go to any like server or whatever. It goes to the thumb drive that's plugged in.
The hard copy.
So it's a closed system.
Yes, and that's a you always want that for the backup. But I'm just saying, if you wanted access via your phone or another device remotely.
Well, I can still access it through my phone. It just takes a little bit longer to.
Well, I'm saying with that is that, yes, you have the private system, but because it goes through a telecom system, just like anything else, you know, if they're recording you, exactly, John. Now, don't get me wrong. They're going to have a harder time subpoenaing them because you would have to actually subpoena.
They would have to access it in my home. They would have to go in from outside.
Well, they would have to admit that they had access to your internet server service provider. And that all communications, just like in Hefting versus AT&T, were being surveilled at the time. You know what I mean? They couldn't retroactively ask for a copy because there wouldn't be one except for on your hard drive, supposedly. And that's the bottom line. Look, anything that's plugged in and has access to the internet in any way can be hacked at any moment. But when you go through these services, you're immediately giving access to all your communications to the National Security Agency or any other law enforcement that wants to use it. And yes, they will volunteer it. Not only that, but they're taking what they're getting through these Ring, and that's automated content recognition, that's video, audio all the time, and they're selling it to third-party companies. It's on all the time, folks. It's on. Are you comfortable with that? It's on all the time, and it's transmitting information all the time. All the time. So I would say go with as many closed-loop systems as you can. Robot dogs, John? How about robot cheetahs? Remember we did the cheetah one that was running, but it was stumbling around a little bit? Yeah. I don't know if this one's going to have the stumbles. Let's take a look. So that's the cheetah, runs 17 miles an hour. Getting some pretty good dexterity these days. That's all I'm saying, folks. That's all I'm saying. Kevin Spacey has his trial set. I'm glad that Cantz has parted ways with Spacey, but he's going to face those charges. I'm hoping that he actually, you know, not only has to pay out money, but also has to serve some time. That'd be great, you know. That'd almost be like a Weinstein victory. It would show you that not all hope is lost, and some of these people can, you know, be brought to justice. In my opinion, John.
We'll see.
Have you become that cynical now?
We'll see how it plays out.
I mean, I'm hoping Spacey at least gets some time. That'd be great.
Maybe he'll get in trouble. We'll see. Community service. Time served.
I want to play this right here. Mm-hmm. This is Julian Assange. You want to know why we're in perpetual war? Glenn Greenwald posted this. Greenwald's about to interview Alex Jones and Alex Lee Moore of Alex's War over on the Rockfin. If you're a subscriber of mine or John's or anybody over at The Rock, then you can get the movie for, I believe it's $4.99 instead of $15. So it's a $10 discount, say over iTunes and, you know, Apple, all that good stuff. I like that promo. Let's see what Mr. Assange has to say.
Because the goal is not to completely subjugate Afghanistan. The goal is to use Afghanistan to wash money out of the tax bases of the United States, out of the tax bases of European countries, through Afghanistan, and back into the hands of a transnational security elite. That is the goal, i.e. the goal is to have an endless war, not a successful war.
An endless war, not a successful war, and take our wealth and resources and give it to the bad guys.
Yep.
Believe what you want. Julian Assange, he's a political prisoner. He comes to this country and they have that show trial. It's already on the, we're already pretty much over. You know, again, we're in Chinese style censorship. It's here, right?
Yeah. Censorship is here. It's getting tighter. We'll see if anybody can. And that's the thing. Like, there's not going to be a right-wing company that pops up to fight it because they're all the same party. It's all the ruling class, and they all want subjugation. So they're all looking to monopolize that information. They're looking to monopolize and control you. So it's all going to lead down to the same hole.
You know, I'm glad that you kind of brought that up, because before we go over to the uncensored part of the broadcast, where we're going to talk about some Peter McCullough, we're going to talk about some DARPA, we're going to talk about some Fauci, we're going to talk about some things we can't talk about on YouTube. I did a video yesterday, and I knew I was going to take a lot of flack for it. You know what? I did it anyway, John, because that's who I am. And it was basically Kristi Noem. She's now putting out ads in New Hampshire, in Iowa, and I forget what the third state is, but it's basically the states where they vote first with the Iowa caucus and the primaries and that type of thing. and talking about South Dakota and what she did during the lockdowns. She's not perfect. She was way better than almost everybody else. My governor, Kim Reynolds, was maybe a little bit better, you know, and most people don't know who Kim was. So they're floating the idea of whether or not she's voting for president. And immediately I'm getting attacked. Oh, now Burmese buys into the left-right paradigm. I said that if Trump was smart, okay, he would campaign with her and be her vice president. And then they could really get stuff done if that's what they really wanted to do, or at least try to. Because they'd have two people to be going after. I think she's very bright. I think she could probably handle the press better than Trump. Trump could basically be on the domestic and foreign handshake tour, where he's going, cutting deals and talking about this. And then he can talk at the press conference with the world leaders. Not that, you know, she wouldn't be a part of that as well, but obviously he would be a big emissary. And then do the same thing in America with, you know, businesses and companies, right? I think that would be a pretty tough ticket to beat. She would be the anti-Hillary, etc. And I just got browbeaten by some people for it. It's like, listen, I get it. I'm not a left or right guy. So before, let's go back and forth here. If you could pick, and they got to be alive, but right now, current or past political figures that are kind of still in the arena, right, to be in an administration, not just president, who are some of the people that you would pick?
Ron Paul.
I mean, in a perfect world, John, I would love to put Ron Paul somewhere.
I can't say anybody, though, because they've all been doing the same nothing for how long? Like, conservatives have conserved nothing. The liberals have liberated nothing. There's just more government, more taxes. We just, I don't know, man. We get rid of them all and start with a new batch. I don't know what to do.
So,
I don't know if this is a mess we can vote ourselves out of.
I don't necessarily disagree, but at the same time, you can't argue that there wasn't a vast difference between how the state of South Dakota and the state of Iowa ran compared to California and New York. That's why I'm here, right? There's no argument there. Now, the other thing is, you know, she was talking about food supply. She's a farmer. She understands what they're trying to do to cut off the food supply. And right now, they're one of the number one suppliers of food in the country, and they're almost, that state is food independent. I don't think she wants to starve us out. That was another point I made. You know what I mean? I think she's genuine in that she wants a well-fed populace, and she understands if another nation has control of your food supply, you're not in control of your own, right? I like her because of that. I'm with you, but, you know, I got to believe, because look, say you got rid of everybody. There are so many layers to our governments, right? So you get rid of the congressmen and all the senators, right? They're state senators. They're state congresspeople. They're city council members. They're people frothing at the mouth that are on the boards of these unions and school boards, right? And community organizers. You name it. There's vultures ready to come up, most of them. But you'd have to change the infrastructure, number one. I think that's the first part. But you'd have to understand that you also have to have some people out there that have been in the system and understand how it works and actually are genuine. So here's, I got a few people because I slept on it.
It's hard to be legitimate, take any of it legitimately when none of the laws are enforced legitimately.
Well, it's selective enforcement everywhere.
Everything is, yeah, you know.
Look.
Nothing is across the board. Nothing is, you know, you don't get the same penalties for the same crimes. And it just seems like, what's the point? Get your little piece of land far away from people. Get all your ammo and get stocked up. Have some fresh water. Have your own protein supply. Grow your own veggies. Have some neighbors that you can count on. Like, it seems more and more, it's like, how can you fight this level of corruption? Because it's just, the bureaucracy just keeps building off of itself like cancer, you know? Mm-hmm. And at some point, you just have to let the organism die and build a new one.
But that's bad because our checks and balances are embedded in the old system and they want that. Mm-hmm. And there'll be even less checks and balances. Listen, our national security state's out of control. Like we talk about it here all the time. Continuity of government, signature reduction, military industrial complex, sure. And this is fantasy land. I understand what I'm about to talk about and name names is never going to happen, never going to come into fruition as an administration. Mm-hmm. But let me name some names that I think of people that are pretty genuine and I think could actually make some good change in this country, right? Thomas Massie. Thomas Massie's been great on the Second Amendment. We've played those clips in this. He was great on medical freedoms. Let's just leave it at that because we're still on YouTube. He's a big First Amendment guy. He doesn't like censorship. He literally lives around the corner from where they vote in the state house. And every time they've tried to pass a bill in the middle of the night and he gets wind of it, he throws on his jogging shoes and runs down there and stops it from being passed. He's a legitimate guy. I didn't mention him yesterday. I should have. Okay. I think that Kristi Noem and Kim Reynolds did a relatively good job. They could be somewhere good in the administration, whether it's president or not. I'd love to see Cynthia McKinney come out of retirement. Former Georgia congresswoman, Democrat, on the left, called out 9/11, called out the war on terror, has realistic policies on Israel and the alliances there. Okay, anti-war. Same thing with Dennis Kucinich. Dennis Kucinich, let's bring him out of retirement. Anti-war guy. I mean, again, this is fantasy world, right? I'm laying down fantasy world. If you want military intelligence, let's give some of the real whistleblowers that were persecuted and thrown in jail, like John Kerouac, who you know went to jail for the waterboarding scandal. Let's put him into a position of power. Well, you know, a lot of people shit on me because I said something about Flynn, but I don't see anybody at that level other than him talking about the New World Order, guys. So I don't know. I'm not saying any of this is going to be perfect.
Yeah, they're all talking about gender stuff. They're all talking about pronouns and rainbows and stuff.
You know, you can't tell me that the economy in general didn't start to do better immediately after Trump's presidency. He effed up on a lot of things, especially with the pardons and the COVID-1984 stuff. I'm not forgiving him for that. But I remember in the very beginning, there was more money in my paycheck. Things were looking up. People were investing. Businesses were opening, not closing.
Part of that was him printing money, though.
Of course.
Throwing money into the stock market, which...
And interest rates that were just, like, so low that people were like, let's go. You're not wrong. He did inflate the false bubble in the market. But at the same time, he also spoke out against globalism. He got us out of the... Paris climate accords. You know, he was a lot tougher on China and trade. He had no idea what he was doing with our real defense. Every time he started to speak out against Syria, what happened? All of a sudden, the Duma chemical attack, and then we couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. Every time we wanted to get out of Afghanistan, they literally said they weren't leaving. Remember what he actually did try to get out of Afghanistan. They were just like, we're not going to do it. Think about
that. Can't do it. No way.
We just can't do it. You know, like John Bolton, Mattis, Pompeo, they're monsters. I get it. Barr is a monster. And what would be different this time around? I'm not sure it would be, but I'm just naming my names. And if somebody's got a better answer other than saying, don't vote, bro, we just don't vote. Or I get not buying into the system. I get why you don't want to vote. I'm asking you, what else is the solution to a restoration of our constitutional republic? I don't know. I'm not like, does anybody really have that answer, John?
I think everybody, we have to starve it to death. We have to starve this monster to death. So unplug and don't make money. Don't let them tax you. Live, right? Work to live and just enough to live and keep them out of your pockets. Their money dries up. They can't spend things on stupid programs or war. They go away.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think it's more complex than that, especially the way the monetary system seems to be set for implosion, this reset propaganda, this digital currency.
Well, I mean, a lot of people are going to be forced into that situation anyways.
All right. Before we get too deep down the rabbit hole, guys, and start saying things we can't say on YouTube, we are going to leave YouTube. You can find us right now, uncensored. Oh, there's John and another one. Sorry about that, John. Over at Rockfin and over at Rumble. Let me repeat that. Over at Rockfin and over at Rumble, we're going to be talking about Moderna. We're going to be talking about DARPA. We're going to be talking about a whole lot of things we can't talk about here. You want to buy me a coffee? Great. You want to see John Fitch? It's johnfitch.net. With that being said, YouTube, arrivederci and sayonara. I just culturally appropriated, two different cultures that I'm not sure what they are, John. We did it. All right. Let's get into the stories that we couldn't talk about. Look at this. Huh. NIH admits U.S. funded gain of function in Wuhan despite Fauci's denials. No kidding. Of course they did. And it's worse than that. We now have the French connection becoming public right here from the Wuhan lab to Moderna. So I keep trying to tell people that didn't leaky from China. No leaky weaky. All right. Not just China, Wuhan lab. From
France.
Global. There are coincidences in nature and in life, John. Let's read this, huh? But sometimes the stars align a little too perfectly, John, for this skeptical mind. In 2004, the Chinese contacted the French company BioMérieux, owned by Alain Mérieux, who is a personal friend of now dictator Xi Jinping. Him and the Xi, they like each other, to design a level four biofacility in Wuhan. China and the Chinese had limited experience in designing a level four facility. The facility would take a full 10 years to come to fruition, but during that time, the now CEO of Moderna was formerly the CEO of BioMérieux. Oh, wow. Weird. Weird. From 2007 to 2011, though which time he overseen the design of the now infamous Wuhan lab. So again, while he was the CEO of BioMérieux and then into Moderna, he was over and in charge of it. Do you see how this all works, guys? Do you get it? Like, these are all embedded together. They're all buddies.
It's all the same. It's all the same people.
All the same people. And Moderna is DARPA.
Usual suspects.
Yes. This is where it goes. If you didn't think it could get dumber, get ready. This is hundreds of people lining up for monkeypox vaccinations.
Hundreds of people?
Over in Brooklyn.
Is it just hundreds of people, Jason?
I hope so. I haven't seen more videos like this, but this is pretty
bad. Can you see who's in line?
What is this woman doing there? Unless it's a trans woman. Does she not realize that the only people...
No, this is majoritively gay men.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. And that's not, no one's trying to be a bigot here. In fact, there's a study that says all of them have been gay, homosexuals. And then it says 95%. So I'm not sure where that other 5% goes. Like, I thought all meant all. But I mean, look around the block in Brooklyn.
They're the 5% that just tried it the one time.
And let's do it live so people understand this. Percentage of gay men who have monkeypox. Let's see. Gay men. This is the Washington Post headline. I'm just gonna. You heard what I put out there. Gay men deserve the unvarnished truth about monkeypox. That's the Washington Post. Leaders in the LGBTQ+ community discuss monkeypox impact on the community. New York City monkeypox face painful symptoms and struggle for care. Again, number one number of monkeypox patients are gay and bisexual. Not a number. This is the CDC.
This year in some major cities, there's been another disease to worry about. Monkeypox. Doctors have found a number of cases in men who have sex with men. According to the CDC, there are more than 240 confirmed cases in the U.S. We've shown you some of the states where it's confirmed here on the map. There have also been more than 4,000 cases reported in roughly 50 countries. Now, to be clear, anyone can get monkeypox. The virus is similar to smallpox, but it can be spread through close contact. And for whatever reason, a number of the patients are gay and bisexual men.
It's not a number. It's the overwhelming majority. Look, let's try. Majority of monkey monkeypox gay men. Oh, here's USA Today fact-checking. Monkeypox is not a gay disease, but LGBTQ leaders say they need help. Let's duck, duck, go.
Almost everyone who gets it is gay.
These
fact checks are so mommy checks.
It's just
I'm going to change the facts around so they don't hurt your feelings. So that's what I'm going to do.
So again, look at the vast differences. Again, we have a censored internet. Majority of monkeypox gay men. That's why I typed into Google. 99% of monkeypox are gay men. Gulf Insider. What do you think it's right there. It's right there. Like, anyone can get it. This is KSMU, but they're only advising them. Come on, guys. Like, it's over the top. It's over the top. So now if they say you should get this, and I'm sorry, if you're not a gay man, there's no reason that you should even think about it. But if you are a gay man, I'd advise not to get it anyway. Just letting you know, I'm looking out for everybody. I don't want them to get it either. It's probably a bad idea to get this shot. Yeah. What do you think, John?
Probably. There's probably got to be other precautions that you could take to prevent you from getting a monkeypox.
I would
suggest
hope so.
Doing those things first before you do this vaccine from your trusted government that loves you and has always demonstrated their love for you.
Their undying love for you. Absolutely.
Undying love for you, yes.
What do we got for fights coming up this weekend? Don't we have Bellator back?
Is it? There's the another fight night.
Yeah, but it's during the day, right?
Got some good fights at 9 a.m., yes. Some very good fights on that night.
Actually, looks like Aspinall Blades. I think Aspinall just eats him up. No offense, Blades. I like Blades a lot, but Aspinall's on a tear. Hermanson Curtis, another. So we got the big boys. Oh, Pimblett versus Jordan Leavitt. I can't wait to see that
Pimblett,
one.
Krylov and Gustafsson.
Oh, my. Gustafsson trying to make a comeback.
That is going
to
be good. And then you have Craig and Oldsmere, too.
It's a great – and this starts at what? When did the prelims start? 10 a.m. Central Time. Oh, wow. They're even earlier this week. My goodness. Yeah.
So, early fight. I didn't really recognize anybody in the undercard, so.
Nathaniel Wood. I've watched Mark Diakesi fight. Let's see. I've watched Amakwani fight a few times. There's a lot of people here in this other fight. Claudio Silva. I've seen Nicholas Dalby fight a few times. All right. Let's see what we got for Bellator over here. What do we got, folks? Thumbs
up. There's a bare knuckle back, I think, coming up again. I'm not sure.
I know in August, MVP is fighting Perry. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yeah, so this is a big fight. This is Lima versus Jackson on Friday night.
Okay.
So that's pretty exciting. I think that's...
Is this a vacant title, or is this undefeated prospect? I don't know if they were going to do a vacant title or
I think it's just they're not saying it's for any kind of title as far as I can tell. But let's see what we got for the rest of the card on that one as well.
Because, what's his name has been in the war.
Let's see.
Not available to defend.
Eight fights. Do we just not have the card? Maybe the card still isn't all the way solidified or it's just that much of a...
they can't be that far away.
No, an undercard type of fight. There's Johnny Elbin, man. That was if they got that on there, you should watch that fight. That's a great fight. Elbin looks great. I'm very excited to see what he's got going. So yeah, I guess I can't really look, folks. I'm not really sure what's going on. All right, Fitch.
Yeah, Bellator. They don't. Their website, it doesn't cut it. Their web presence isn't cutting it.
Their social media presence doesn't cut it. Yeah, and you
know
what?
It's not good.
Let me say this too.
You go. You get on Google and you put in UFC, and the next card pops up. The next cards pop up. A lot of stuff pops up, and then links right to the guys and anything that's current and written about those guys. The bare knuckle. They actually had a pretty good website when I went to their website. When I Googled bare knuckle or BF, whatever, their little acronym numbers, letters.
I mean, I even...
Like a big list came up. It had all the fighters from that card. It was pretty good, but...
I mean, I come over to Showtime where it's on, and I get the same thing, basically, right? I get the main fight and not even the rest of the card. Scott Coker, let's get on it. I mean,
you're pulling teeth to get the info you want. UFC makes it really easy. They really do have a good web game.
They do. All right, Pitch, I got a stomping child above me right now, so I'm going to go take care of that. Tell people where they can check you out and what you are up to.
All righty. You can go to jumpfish.net, sign up for the newsletter there, of course. I have a new Fitch Smash Strength program available. Back in 2013, I started lifting again because I'd taken a little break with fighting. I realized it was too difficult to do the traditional lifts I'd learned in high school and in college and still have energy to do all of my martial arts training in order to fight. So I created my own system, my Fitch Smash system, and I've been using it ever since. Helped me win world titles. And now I've been retired for almost a year, 2 years. It's been a while, man. I'm still using it. I still use it to stay in shape. So I've made that available. And then I'm also putting together a package. Should be ready after this week. I'll put the package together where you can get the resistance band course, to the meal plan, a consultation, and the 12-minute bike also. So you got some cardio to take care of your
I was on one of those wind bikes today, the aero bikes, the thing they wanted.
Yep, 40. Airline, they're killers, dude.
They wanted 40 for it, John. The boss wasn't there. I got to talk him down to 20. I think I got a car that I can just kind of throw it into. It's quite the deal. We get people down here. We go to the Salvation Army. We thrift shop. You should do the same thing out there. Guys, you want to support me? The links are down below. Castillo, thank you so much for that tip over at Rockfin. We will be back next week for Mixed Martial Mindset. Fitch, I'll see you on the flip side, buddy.
All right, guys. Check you later.